New images show the world's most famous shipwreck as never seen before in its entirety. It's the first full-size digital scan of the Titanic, which sank in 1912 after striking an iceberg. Images created using deep-sea mapping provide a unique 3D view of the wreck. Well, let's talk to Rory Golden now, who's been on four expeditions to the Titanic, to the wreck. He's preparing for his fifth, and you're very welcome to the programme, Rory. You've been looking, I'm sure, as very many people have, with fascination at these pictures which have been released, but you have an expert eye as well. So what do they tell us about the state of the Titanic?
They are extraordinary 3D images which show, as you say, the wreck in its entirety now, and the level of detail is quite extraordinary. To see the whole imaging like that done in such a vast expanse mm-hmm. on the seabed is a unique experience for anybody to see.
It's of course so dark, so black down there, almost 4,000 metres down, that there's never been before this been a picture of the total wreck. But by using this technology, taking thousands of images, they've been able to create this 3D effect. So what information does it give out about the circumstances in which the Titanic went down?
Well, this is the great thing about underwater exploration. Wrecks like the Titanic have encouraged people to develop technology. It's how the Titanic was found in the first place in 1985, people wanted to go and find the wreck to develop deep water imaging systems and recording systems. So from 1985, when it was first found using a sledge from Woods Hole Institute, to now state-of-the-art 3D scanning, it's just a huge leap in, 37 years. And the technology is encouraging people to look into the oceans. And the Titanic is, if you like, the hook that gets people's attention. It's an extraordinary story. We know all about that, the story of a ship on its maiden voyage. And more people are becoming more involved in developing imaging systems, which give us a level of detail. I think they said you can actually see the, you know, some of the rivets in this 3D scanning, which is new, because image, you know, standard images will show you that level of detail, but the scanning that they're doing there is bringing that to life.
It shows that the wreck is remarkably intact.
Well, the bow section is the most recognisable feature. The stern section is a mess. It's a very dangerous area. The images show that. It's just a tangled mess of metal and steel. Mm-hmm. The bow plunged into the seabed, and the bow section is something that people recognise, and it's still quite intact. Last year when I saw it, it was still very well intact. The stern area is the area that more or less exploded when it hit the bottom, and all the debris and artefacts are scattered around that area.
So what then will be the potential utility of these images? They're intriguing to look at. Will they, and of course they're proving the worth of this technology, will they reveal more about the sinking to us?
Whether they reveal more is a moot point. I'm not sure if that will happen, but it will show us greater detail of the wreck itself. And this year, when I go back with OceanGate expeditions, we will be taking 8K and 4K images, which we did last year, which we can do some interesting comparisons on, for example. So the level of detail is getting better. Last year, we saw some writings on the anchor, the port side of the wreck, from Hingley of England, who made the anchor. That had never been seen before. And this is from experts like P.H. Nargile, who made 37 dives to Titanic, had never seen that level of detail. So all this is great, as far as I'm concerned, for opening people's minds to underwater exploration.
And just a final question. When you're diving on the wreck yourself, when you look at these images, how mindful are you of the fact that there was 1,500 died in the sinking? This is the final resting place of very many of those, isn't it?
Again, it's a good question that's always raised. And we must remember, yes, it was a site of a great tragedy. And it was just under 1,500 people, who died on the surface. Mm-hmm. Most people died on the Titanic from hypothermia, floating in the water. Anybody who may have gone down with the ship, the remains are long, long gone.
All right. Rory Golden, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Brian.